In this video, we're going to discuss the benefits of meditating upon hell. We'll also do a short meditation on hell and talk about the three different aspects that your meditation shall include. So some of the benefits of meditating upon hell. For me personally, I find it extremely beneficial when I might be in the battle, the struggle of a temptation. Sometimes it can go in your mind and you feel like you're having this mental battle, whether you should commit a particular sin, whether you should give in to a particular temptation. And yes, we have to pray and ask God to deliver us in those moments, but I find it particularly sobering to meditate upon hell. Why? Because what's really happening is I'm entering more deeply into reality. By choosing to give in to a particular sin, I'm choosing hell. I'm choosing with my actions to reject God, to reject His plan for salvation. And I'm choosing, in that moment, I'm saying, Lord, I would rather choose this sin and its consequences than You. So it's very sobering, as you'll see when we enter into our meditation, on what we're really choosing. The second benefit I find for meditating upon hell is it gives me a great motivation to do acts of reparation, to do penances, to do prayers for the salvation of my family and my friends. We can see this in the lives of the saints. Many saints were given a vision of hell, and that led them to fervently pray for the salvation of other people. We can look at the children of Fatima, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. They had a great vision of hell. They're just children, but they were doing extraordinary penances, extraordinary prayers for the souls of their family, their friends, and even those who are the most forsaken. Why? Because they saw hell, they saw the agony, and they didn't want anybody to go there. So we have benefits me by giving me sobering realities to think about when I'm tempted to sin. It benefits me by encouraging me, giving me a zeal for souls. It also benefits me because it gives me an appreciation for Jesus Christ as my Savior. Oftentimes we try to talk to teens about salvation, about loving Jesus, but they cannot have an appreciation for Jesus as their Savior unless they have meditated upon what they're being saved from. He's given me my salvation. Saved from what? How can I appreciate my Savior if I've not thought about what I'm being saved from? Jesus offers us salvation, but we have to repent. We cannot water down the gospel. So, okay, hopefully I've given you a couple of reasons to think about why you should do a meditation upon hell. So let's talk about different aspects that we should meditate on when thinking of hell. So we'll start with the most obvious, the torments of hell. Now, the torments of hell go beyond anything that I can ever describe to you. But because we're human, let's start with the most obvious. Our senses will be tormented in all the senses that we have. Our vision, the sights that we'll see, are so horrific that we'd want to rip our eyeballs out. The smell is so terrible in hell that we would just puke and vomit. The smell is so terrible. The sound is so terrible we'd want to rip our skin off with our bare fingers. Oh, I cannot stand the sound. The taste, oh man, what would hell taste like? And obviously, the sense of touch. This is the one that we're going to meditate upon now. Now, there's various ways we can think about, there's various pains that we can think about when meditating upon the touch, the sensible experience that we might have in hell. The most obvious that we'll use for this short meditation is fire. Just imagine what it's like to be burned with a match, to have a little match, little flame burned. Oh my gosh, it hurts so badly. When I put my hand on the stove accidentally, wow, it's so painful, I want to scream out. Now imagine your entire body being engulfed in flames. We can see images on the internet, if we really wanted to, I'm not going to show them here, of people being burned alive, of people jumping out of buildings because they don't want to be on fire because the pain is so terrible. Okay, so we have an idea. We can meditate upon being burned. We could think of any torture that the martyrs had to endure. And I can assure you that the tortures that the devils will inflict on the souls in hell is far worse than what any human can come up with. Now, the pains and tortures of hell go far beyond the physical realm. They're spiritual. It's just worse than anything I can describe. But for our sake, we will use fire as a torment. The second aspect we should meditate upon is the length of eternity. Yes, I could probably find the courage to suffer through being burned for a second, 2 seconds. It only takes a few minutes for a person to be burned alive, but the fires of hell endure forever. They don't last for a second. They don't last for a week. Imagine it never stopping. It just keeps going on and on and on. My senses are being tormented and I never get any rest. And it just continues to suffer so greatly. The words cannot even describe how long it would take. So we need to meditate upon the torments that we are choosing. We are meditating upon the length of time, this infinite amount of time. It'll just go on forever. And then finally, the third aspect of our meditation should include, especially if we're enduring some temptation, is how fleeting the sin that we are committing is. I'm choosing 3 minutes of pleasure. For what? For an eternity of fire? For an eternity of torment? For these terrible torments, but they last forever? And I'm going to give up an eternity of joy in heaven for an eternity of torment? For what? For 3 minutes of pleasure? How fleeting these temptations are, how fleeting the joys of this life are when we're giving into our sin, it's not worth it. It's just reasonably, rationally, it's not worth it. Also, I can think about another reason why I might end up in hell. Failure to repent. Maybe my pride gets in the way. I don't want to go to the priest. The priest might scold me. I'm so embarrassed for the sins I've committed. Well, imagine the emotional turmoil that you're going to experience thinking, I could get rid of all of this hell. I could have gotten rid of all this hell had I only confessed, had I only accepted the mercy of God. This is very sobering. It makes me think, wow, why would I ever commit that sin or give into this temptation or be too afraid to go to confession? We're humans. We'll forget about this meditation. I can meditate upon hell one time and forget about it and go on my merry way and in the moment be completely lost by my passions. So it's important that we have a habit of meditating upon hell. So let's think of some opportunities that we can take to meditate upon hell. The first is very simple. It's given to us by Our Lady at Fatima. She said, at the end of each decade of the rosary, pray the prayer, O my Jesus, forgive us of our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. So when we pray the rosary, I know sometimes we can just spin through these prayers and not thinking about them. Let's make a firm resolution that the first time we say the Fatima prayer at the end of each decade, every single day, maybe multiple times a day, the first time you do it, really try to have a sense of meditating upon what that prayer says. Save us from the fires of hell. And for a second, just think of the flames engulfing the body and asking Jesus, really save me, give me the grace of final perseverance. That's one opportunity to meditate upon hell, even just for a few seconds every single day with every rosary that you pray. That's one. The second is when you go to confession. If you do commit a mortal sin and you go to confession, one of the requirements for you to be making a good confession is to have contrition or sorrow for your sins. In the sacrament of reconciliation, perfect contrition isn't necessary. In God's mercy, He allows what we call attrition, which means I'm sorry for my sins only because I don't want the consequences. So if you committed a mortal sin, you have to have at least some sorrow. But I would recommend if you go to confession, even if you have no mortal sins, to spend a couple of minutes before your confession to take a minute or two to meditate upon the pains of hell, even when there's no mortal sin, at least thanking Jesus for the grace of this sacrament. Finally, as I mentioned earlier, anytime we experience temptation to sin, it's good to meditate upon hell. Again, because that's making it very clear in our mind the choices that I'm going to make. Am I going to choose to sin, the pleasure of this sin only lasting a few minutes, or am I going to choose to withhold my senses and preserve my life for all of eternity? The consequence of mortal sin is hell. It's the responsibility of parents, responsibility of religious educators, and responsibility of pastors that those who are entrusted to their care know that mortal sins have consequences. It is not merciful to keep the consequences from our actions from our loved ones. It is merciful to tell them the truth. God bless you all. Let's end in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, we consecrate our lives to you. We ask you to pray for us now and at the hour of our death, that we may have the grace of final perseverance. And O my Jesus, forgive us of our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.